Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. In an offseason in which Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, and Matthew Stafford have been traded, the quarterback carousel is going to continue to spin. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Panthers have given Teddy Bridgewater permission to talk with other teams in order to facilitate a trade. Rap Sheet also reporting Carolina is open to having both Bridgewater and newly acquired quarterback Sam Darnold on the roster in 2021. As for Darnold's now former team, New York, general manager Joe Douglas was very open, telling reporters if they held a different draft pick, possibly further down the draft board, they would not even be in this position of having to trade a quarterback the organization selected third overall in the 2018 draft.
Having the number two pick in the draft, I think it's safe to say that, you know, if our pick was a little later, we wouldn't have be having this discussion right now. We'd fully be comfortable moving forward with Sam.
It sounds like you're pretty locked in on a quarterback at number two. Is that fair? And to follow on that, would you consider moving down if someone came to you with an attractive trade offer?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment to say, Rich. I think based on the decision we made yesterday, you can kind of see the direction we're heading.
Absolutely, we can. Russell Wilson was also the subject of trade rumors when his agent put out a list of four possible trade destinations earlier this year. That happened after Wilson voiced some concern with the Seahawks' ability to keep him upright. The seven-time Pro Bowl quarterback has been sacked 189 times since 2017, the most among all signal callers during that time frame. His teammate, the recently re-signed Seahawks defender Carlos Dunlap, says he asked Wilson if he planned to remain in Seattle long-term.
I did ask him if obviously he was going to be with us, because if I'm coming back, I'm coming back because I see him as my quarterback and the rest of the team. I want to pick up where we left off. And he told me that he's with us and he's here to stay. And he said, you know, let's go Hawks. And I'm not going to quote his every word, or these words are not his words verbatim, but these are my explanation of how I interpreted what he said.
Okay, so now we know. Aaron Rodgers began his two-week guest hosting stint on Jeopardy Monday night. And the Packers QB enjoyed the experience so much, he said he'd love to host the show full time. But does that mean he would give up his football career? Well, here's what he told us on Good Morning Football on Tuesday.
I still love playing, and I don't want to give that up. You know, there is something interesting about walking away from the game at the height. You know, and there's been many players who've done that. I mean, one of my favorite players growing up was Barry Sanders, and Barry rushed for over 1,000 yards in every one of his seasons and then just said, see ya. That's not what I want to do. I want to keep playing. You know, I have still have the passion, the fire, and this last season, you know, just reminded me, and I think a lot of people, I can still play and still play at a really, really high level. And I feel like I can do this for a number of years moving forward. At the same time, I feel like I can host Jeopardy. And I'd love to. I think I bring something different to the show.
Well, Rodgers is definitely a franchise quarterback Green Bay relies on, and the search for the next great QB continues, as that position is likely to be selected with the top three picks in the draft after the 49ers traded up into the top three. Atlanta holds the fourth overall pick, and according to NFL Network's Peter Schrager, they are open to hearing trade offers for it. Remember the 2021 NFL Draft presented by Verizon. The exciting three-day event kicks off April 29th, and of course you can watch it on NFL Network. We join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. I'm Will Selvin, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.